Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Baylor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fifth. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Torres. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Terry Forster. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats North for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to third. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first, with Torres covering, for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr takes first base on ball four. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins strikes out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing takes first base on ball four. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer bunts in front of the plate. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garr for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first, with Torres covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 2 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Downing moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Downing tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horta. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Horta steals second. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 0 in the game. Broemer hits a pop-up towards first. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster juggles the ball. That's an error on Forster. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rudy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Garr takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent bunts in front of the plate. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Garr moves to second. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer is walked intentionally. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Coggins strikes out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Downing is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien now catching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Larry Lentz pinch runs for Sal Bando. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lentz. The throw from Essien and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Broemer covering, for the out. One out. Clay Carroll now pitching. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 2 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lentz scores. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Phil Garner. Ken McMullen pinch hits for Larry Haney. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Alexander steals second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 3 in the game. North strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Lentz now playing second base. Ken McMullen now playing third base. Tim Hosley now catching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horta strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 1 in the game. Broemer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Broemer goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Garr moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Spencer hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 3 in the game. Coggins strikes out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cesar Tovar pinch hits for Larry Lintz. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Hosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosley is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.